Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a full moon today, and it went full moon officially at about 8:30 a.m. Eastern time today, this morning. So we're right in the heart of full moon energy, and it's a full moon in Aquarius. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on out there with the energy flowing in and out, and last week we were talking about Leo. Leo's influence is still there. But what I wanted to share and focus on today was this energy of Aquarius in the full moon, because it's really good stuff, especially for those of you that might feel empathic. Empaths are going to really relate to this, but anybody that's in humanitarian or that you care, but you feel exhausted and drained sometimes, Aquarius energy is here to help. I thought, personally, for me, it had a great message. And between that and the Leo energy working together, you feel like, wait a minute, what's going on? Because the Leo was the sun, the new, you know, that was the sun, the new moon. This is the sun sign, right now. And now this is about the moon energy. And moon energy is a little bit more inward, a little bit more spiritual, a little bit more of, you know, what's going on inside. So, and it's that other side of us. So it's a very important aspect of how, if Leo energy is let's go, let's be creative, let's be who we are, let's get out there and do this, this side of it, well, how do we do that and not feel absolutely drained, exhausted, overwhelmed, feel like we're giving and not receiving, that kind of thing? This energy will shed light on how to send that love, hope, that amazing energy into the world. At the same time, you're going to be raising your own consciousness level. You're going to be raising your own frequency. You're going to be working from the higher self mind, if you want to call it a mind. But I love this message. It brought a lot of peace to me personally, because as a healer, naturally, as a healer, energy healing is really a focus for me, with the help of the angels my entire life, to be honest. I don't know what I would do without them to be. I mean, they've just kept me going. When you feel like there isn't any hope, they always drop a little right there at the most synchronistic time. And to me, you can't tell me they don't exist. You can't tell me miracles don't happen, because they do for me. They do show me that, you know, if you stay in the game, we're staying in the game with you. Did you hear that? If you stay in the game, we'll stay in the game with you. Because even through our challenges, it's how we handle the challenge, really, is where we are in our vibrational frequency. It's where we are resonating. It's where we are in our soul growth. So the Aquarius full moon today and throughout the day, you can take a few minutes and just kind of tap into this energy and say, you know what? This is good stuff. I appreciate it. Because just to give you a little history, or a little insight on that Aquarius sign. And some people, you're born in Aquarius. I know that's at the first of the year. This is going to be felt by everyone. You know, everybody's got a little bit of this with them. So it doesn't just apply to someone under that sun sign, okay? But you might feel it, or you might feel like you're relating a little bit more if it was, or even a rising sign. So now that's all astrology perspective. So I always ask the angels about these insights with what I'm seeing from a soul growth level in the astrology. And I'm thinking, you know what? This message is so important right now, today, in this moment for humanity, because the world is shifting in a big way. And if you haven't felt it, you will. I mean, it just is. So Aquarius is known as the water bearer. And a lot of times you'll see a symbolic sign of, you know, a woman or female. Sometimes I see a male, it doesn't matter really, holding a big jug of water and it's flowing out, but they're holding the water, but it's flowing out. Perfect inspirational message for people that take on everything going on out in the world, but they don't let it pass through. The Aquarius energy helps you carry the water. Like, it's basically carry the water, but not be burdened by it. So for healers, empathic people, and one of the messages that the angels gave me on that, which was very, very powerful for me personally too, and I'm sharing it, is as an empath, we hear, okay, stop absorbing everything from everybody else, or we need to shield up, or we need to process this because we're just taking on all of this. And even other people that you may not consider yourself empathic, but maybe everybody's starting to wake up, especially with the heart chakra expanding for people, that you'll start to feel things more. Well, it wasn't for me, it wasn't about just stop absorbing and detach like that. I had to learn how to redirect the energy in a positive way because it was going to flow through. I was going to absorb it anyway. So I'm going to keep it real and be quite honest with you about how I have found it to be most effective, and especially as an energy healer, it kind of goes right in line with this. So for those that feel that they relate to this, you're going to know what I'm saying. So if you're absorbing it, and no matter what you do, you're still a sponge and you just absorb all this, then I realized, and with the angels' help, especially Michael and Raphael, they said, you know, as a healer, as a natural healer of energy and moving energy the way you do, it's about what to do with it and redirecting it differently. So it will flow through, but it's more about transmuting it and putting it back out into the world in a positive way. You might relate to that as being redirecting it, but it's not just bringing it in, holding it, and then you're feeling all that. And now you feel like you've just got to stay away, or you just can't handle. If you feel like no matter what you do, you're still absorbing, it's about redirecting for you. And there's a very powerful gift that we can contribute to the betterment of this world when we understand it that way. So I'm sharing that with you. I personally have experienced that. So I can vouch for that for my own life, but for what I do for others, it is a huge difference in how you're not drained and you're still giving. So you're still carrying that water. Say the water is the burden of the world, the pain, the emotions. And we'll carry it, but we don't keep it. We carry it and it flows through us and we pour it back out into the world with love and hope. That's the goal of the Aquarius energy of this full moon. So full moons are usually about releasing. So for this one, it's about, you probably feel like you've got all that in there, but are you pouring it back out into the world in a positive way? So that, I love this message. It really was deep for me personally. I keep saying that because it really was, and it still is. And I'm feeling very much in tune with it. And I feel very awakened to be just reminded of this, to share with you, because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That is exactly right. We do shield up, but now we shield up. Now I shield up. I shield up, when, you know, because I don't want to absorb the toxics that could affect me, obviously. But I shield up to keep my good stuff in when I'm feeling at a weaker spot or I need to rest, rejuvenate is what I prefer to call it. And then when I go back out, I have all that potency of strength there that now that's what I'm going to give out there. Not all the other stuff that was, you know, distracting or causing disorientation or, you know, any of that other stuff, because we're here to uplift the world, not pull it down even more and get caught in that net. So you don't want to be caught in the net. So the Aquarius energy here, this is a great moon to work with for really everyone, not just someone highly sensitive. So that is our topic today. We're going to focus on the Aquarius energy this full moon with the angel insights on that. And what can we do? How can we be a beacon of light in the world and not be pulled down by it? Pretty powerful message, right? Something that a lot of people probably relate to on a daily basis, no matter what your style of life is, no matter where you are on this path. This really hits everyone in some way. And so I was excited about bringing this one to you today. So with that, we have the live video chat open over on my YouTube channel. That's at Jen Royster on YouTube. It's also embedded on my website, jenroyster.com. Hello to everyone joining us over in the live chat. We have Shadana, Kim, Karen, Kelly, David, there you are. Where have you been, David? You don't have to answer that. I hope everybody has had time to take breaks and do a little R&R this summer. We have Robin, Kim, and Jules. Great guys. Great to see you guys there, and welcome to the show. We are also live video streaming on our Facebook pages. Mine, that's the Jen Royster Show, or just Jen Royster. And it's also streaming via our Transformation Talk Radio Network. So thank you guys over there for helping us out with that. So with that, guys, the lines are open if you want to call in, have a question. If you have a question and you're in the chat, you can put it up over there. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to start diving into some of the aspects of this energy. This is just energy healing at its finest to me. So I can't wait to dive in and bring some inspiration and uplift to you. If you feel like you're in this journey and you feel like you're getting weighed down out there, because we don't have to be weighed down by it. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about this Aquarius full moon today that is right here on our live. We're live streaming this on August 15 of 2019. But this message really can take you on and on, not just right now, but we're going to really feel it right now. So a little bit about how this energy can help us do this, okay? So we mentioned earlier, the Aquarius is the water bearer, a sign of humanitarian. You know, we want to give, we want to help, but we don't want to be pulled down and overwhelmed and worn out from it either. We really can't help if we're trying to help carry heavy burdens of the world and suffering pain, and we see it and we get so upset that these atrocities are happening. How can we be helpful in that? That's what Aquarius can help us do. So the Aquarius energy has the natural ability to take those heavy pains, those emotions, that energy that hurts, and transmute it into something lighter. And how is it doing that? This is what is within all of us. Everyone has this type of energy within you to bring healing, love, light, all of that to the world, whether you know it or not. You really do. And the way the Aquarius does that is she's not absorbing it and taking it as part of her energy. She is more of a, you know, and that's an air sign. So it's lighter. It's more higher mind, higher consciousness. Tapping into the higher self of our consciousness, they clear it, they heal it, they love those pains, and then they send it back out like purified, basically transmuted as it goes back in. So it's kind of a quick way to explain that, okay? So if we all have it in us, what's it doing? Now this full moon is guiding really. If you're feeling it, you'll feel like you're being guided to heal something. And you'll start within your own self. I mean, you know, you heal your own home, you heal you, you're helping the world. But you want to bring something that soothes and lightens it up and just puts a little love out into the world. If you're naturally feeling that, this is why. It would make sense. And here's the thing I want you to hear, because this is one of the main messages of this entire show. Probably the biggest challenge when we are on a spiritual awakening or going to the higher consciousness, higher self side of us and being, you know, working and being proactive from that place is the pain and suffering and the things we see in the world. We're like, how can we be that when we see this? That's the part right there that usually trips people up, which is why we're going into this. But you know, how can we be happy and a beacon of light and all of this when there's all this pain in the world, right? Because we can do this, and that's why Aquarius is here. These are very common experiences that we feel on a spiritual awakening path. And, you're not the only person. You know, I feel it. I feel it all the time. And I always say, you know what, there's got to be a way. Now, you know, and you go out and you see these tough things, but guess what? You're one person, and you're one person. And this is a big message from Aquarius. And the angels came in with this too. Michael came in very calm this time, which is unusual when I was asking about this. Michael usually comes in very strong and, you know, kind of like the personal trainer in the gym. No, you could do 10 more reps. Came in very comforting and calmer with this energy. And he just said, you're one person. And what the world really needs from everyone as an individual is making sure you're taking and tending to you. Because when we lift ourselves, we've heard that message before, but when we lift ourselves and we make sure we're good, and you know, whatever we need to do to make sure that we take that anger, that pain, or whatever, we don't keep it, and we do something, redirect that in a positive way. We try to find, what can I learn from a challenge? What can I do positively to redirect this energy? Now you're making a shift in the world, and you're raising the frequency quite quickly, actually. And he was really calm. He was very serious when he was telling me this. And he's right. He's absolutely right. That's how we will make the most difference. So we can't do it for everyone. We can't fix the problem of someone else's journey because they're here to do that for themselves. We have compassion. We care. We want to help for people that, you know, need something. But then there's this. Then there's this side that, where is that line where we need to tend to our own household? We need to tend to us. And that's how we will put something out into the world. So that's a quick beginning of it, which is kind of going deep, but I want you to process that. Let me see what we have over in questions that are popping up. I see Kim. Hi, Kim. She says, Dr. Jen, I've been seeing a lot of fives and butterflies over the last 2 weeks. What message am I seeing from the angels? Butterflies are transformation. So are the number five. Those are both major transformative messages in your life. When you see a lot of fives, big change, bigger change. The more the fives in a row, but fives are about change. Something is shifting. Sometimes the raven or the crow will come in with that, but she didn't mention that. But the butterflies are transformative, but it's a beautiful transformation. There was a major process of cocooning, right? And it went from the one, you know, caterpillar to the cocoon, and then it's transformative, and then it flies. It flies free. So it's very, very powerful. Lots of changes going on for you in your life, apparently. And then right behind that, Judy is saying, Kim, I've been seeing butterfly and dragonflies a lot this past week, along with a lot of fours. She's seeing 4444 or 444. Okay. Dragonflies too are a change or transformative. Those are all transformative messages. Yours is slightly different with the fours, because fours, the angels are with you. Lots of them. You've been leaning that way, it feels like. But I'm also seeing the four means there's a balance. They want to bring your attention to balance. The transformation for you is, where is something imbalanced in life? So that can go in a lot of different directions. Because if you think of the four, it's four equal parts. And that's balance in, like, everybody's getting a lot of messages. They're flying on the screen here. Okay. And so, yeah, see, Spirit's been talking to you guys. You see what I mean? But balance can be work, home, personal, you know, health, you know, all of it. Wherever there's an imbalance, that's what the attention is there. But you're in a transformative time. These are all very positive messages, guys. We want to just listen to go, oh, okay. I mean, something's shifting. And the fives are not a negative shift. They usually mean it's a pretty significant shift. Something, you know, big, Like sometimes that could be anything. And I'm not saying it's this for you. It could be job change. It could be, you know, relocate. Those are bigger shifts. But the butterfly calms it down. So I find that interesting. Kim is saying, I've only seen a few dragonflies, mostly butterflies. The butterflies are calm, but what is the dragonfly? What's different about the dragonfly? Dragonfly, man, they're on a mission. They've been following us every day. We have a lot of them here right now, and they've been following us and walking with us every morning when I'm walking my dog. But dragonflies, they're on a mission. They're almost walking with us like bodyguards, and they are just all over the mosquitoes population, you know, and, you know, that's what they do. So it's kind of a coexistence with them is what I've been experiencing. So I found that really cool. You have seen a lot of black crows. Kim is actually validating the crows. Those are all big changes. Those are all signs of big change for you. But with the butterfly, it calms it. So it'll be gentle, but it's a big change. Just heads up. That's what it's saying. Hummingbirds. Love that. Jody is saying hummingbird. Well, you guys are really seeing some messages. Jody's saying hummingbird. She's getting the 10-10, the 11-2-2, and the 12-12. Well, Jody, so am I. I'm getting those numbers. I'm getting 12-12 a lot, 10-10 a lot. The number one is the beginning, something new, followed by the zero, which magnifies that. So that's new beginnings. Hummingbirds, very light, very positive energy there. Very good, happy, very good. They look for the nectar in life. They are just, they live the, this is what I get with the hummingbirds. It's the joy in life. It's like they just go for that beautiful elixir of joy, you know, which is kind of what that nectar represents to me that they're always going for. And they don't stay in one place for very long. They keep moving. They don't let anything hold them back. They just keep moving along and they keep looking for the joy. So I love that one. I love that a lot. The 11s, you got a double 11 and a double 2. Those, the 2 means it's moving to the next level. You're going up to the next level to start the manifesting of something, the new beginning. So these are all very positive. Shadana, gosh, here, okay, I'm going to stay with it because you guys are talking today. Shadana's saying, I just had this conversation yesterday wanting to help your children when they're struggling, but knowing where to draw the line to not enable them and try to fix everything for them. Exactly. That's the point. That's the point of the Aquarius energy. Absolutely. Good for you, Shadana. Because guess what? And I want you to hear this. When we try to fix everything for somebody because we don't want them to suffer, or we don't want them to go through it, or especially with children, we try to make sure they don't feel anything. It's almost sheltering them so much. I'm all about letting people live and breathe their life too, and live experiences, because I don't think I'd want everybody to just do that for me and then I felt like I was in a bubble and didn't experience life. We came here to experience all of it as a soul. The good, the bad, the ugly, the all of it. Yes, because the soul is here to just feel, I know, this life. And we're like, I don't want to feel all that. I understand that, but it's what we do with it. It's what we do with it. What do we do with it when it gets that way? So when we are like helping someone else, if we're doing it all for them, we're kind of enabling them to not, it's kind of like we're getting in the way of them growing. You don't want to enable them to stay the way they are because they don't feel like they need to change. Because think about the challenges in your own life. They usually motivate you to do something different, right? When things are going awry, usually it motivates you, doesn't it? Well, why wouldn't it motivate them too? I know. So it's all learning for all of us, all of us. So when you see someone in need and you really want to send something out and help, here's a great way you can do it. So you think about whoever it is, maybe it's a group, maybe it's a situation. Just think about it. Just think about who it is. And you choose. You just choose to send them love. They might be your enemy. They might not want anything to do with you. They might who knows? You send them. That's what I do. I really do. I send love, and it's like, I can't fix it. I can't change it. I can't control anything. It might be that you want to send love, and this is an energy, okay? Because love brings hope into a situation or a crisis. So say there's like a natural disaster or a group or someone grieving that they lost somebody. We send them love, and we're sending them a comfort and a support that gives them hope to find their way. Now you're not getting in the middle of it. You're not getting drained by it. And I'm not saying you can't go and actively do things, but this is something that we can do quite a bit of, and it's quite powerful, okay? I mean, you still might want to go down and do some work and help physically. That's fine. But you can also do this, and you can do this quite a bit. It will lift your frequency as well and will help you, because if you send it this way and just say, you know what? I can't change their mind. I can't change their mind about the situation. I can't change their mind about me or whatever it is. I'm just going to send them love for them to find their way. And then you release it. That's pouring the water out. You release it. You pull back. You make sure you're good. You see? And it's a very powerful thing to do. You're sending healing love out into the world versus focusing on everything you think they should do to change, where you should be making sure you're doing what you need to do for yourself. So that's one of the biggest things you can do. You just send love, and you put that intention, I'm choosing to send love to this situation. I'm choosing to send love. I'm not going to get all caught up in it. I'm not going to get all upset about it. And you're kind of choosing it. And it can take a little bit of effort at the beginning if you're one that gets all caught up in negative news, or you get all pulled down by it, or you know, you do that. And then you hear me. I know you know who you are. You know who we are. I mean, this used to do this to me. Growing up, I was crying all the time about stuff. I've learned I can't do that, but I can care. I can care. And I don't have any less about me that doesn't care, but I can do much more than getting all upset about it. And then I still haven't done anything about it. I'm just in it with him. That lowers the frequency. So the only way I can help to raise a frequency of a situation is to be in a higher frequency myself. That's what I'm trying to say to all of you, if you can hear that. So let me see what Kim is coming in behind Shadonna. She's saying, oh, you're welcome, Jody. Absolutely. She's saying, thank you. Kim's saying, Shadonna, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm doing the same thing. I am worn out and have a grandson to raise now. Now I totally understand why I'm seeing these signs. Oh, Kim, you go, girl. You're on it. You know what? And you know, I felt a lot of strength and a little bit of a vibration when I read that out loud, Kim. It felt very strong and very powerful, which I thought was really cool coming from you. That's amazing. I'm impressed. And you know what? There's a lot of blessings that will come from the entire situation, but yeah, you're getting it. Judy's saying the balance makes a lot of sense for me, and a lot of different things have been happening to me. Thank you, Dr. Jen, for the information. You're absolutely welcome. Absolutely. Robin's saying, yes, we can have compassion, and it's a learned ability to keep our frequency higher. Yes, it takes a little bit, Robin. Yes, I agree with that. It does, because you have to just start practicing a new way of moving the energy. Because when we actually do that, like, you know, and Gandhi said it the best, be the change you want to see in the world. Okay. That means be the change, right? You want to be that. But if you know, Mother Teresa, she had the same thing. She said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Okay. You can't, you know, and that's it. And it doesn't mean that sometimes people are bogged down by, you know, something going on with immediate family. It just depends on the situation and the nature. But we also are growing and we live by example. And some of that can feel really close to home and not, sometimes with friends, sometimes with just work environments. I understand that. Now, here's my favorite that really applies to this Aquarius energy, guys. Here's my favorite, absolute favorite. And this is from the poet Rumi, okay? Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. That's it right there. Okay? Do you hear that? That's very, very good for this Aquarius energy. So when you are taking care of you, the love starts flowing to you. Now it flows through you. Now you're pouring that water back out. You carried it, but you're pouring it back out into the world in a higher frequency. You're a higher frequency. It's really a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I want everybody to think about that. It's one of the greatest gifts in the world is to be the empath. Or to be the healer that carries and feels that and puts it back out. I'm honored that I have that. At first it felt like, are you kidding me? This is kicking my butt, right? Well, it will if you don't know how to redirect it and put it out. That's what I was saying at the very beginning. The way we handle and carry it and then release it back out is where you want to focus that intention. You don't want to put it back out the way you picked it up if it was like that. You want to, you know what? No, it's going to be better. I'm going to make a difference here. That's very big. That's very huge and very, very positive energy for you. With that, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Keep putting your stuff out there, guys. I see what you're doing. They're putting lots of things out there. We've got a great communicating group out there today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
And here we are. We're going to wrap up this show, and I've got lots of interesting stuff coming in on the chat over on YouTube, so we're going to address some of that. So we have Josie. Hi, Josie. Hi, Candace. Welcome back. It's good to see you guys. Maddie is seeing dragonflies, butterflies, feathers. You've got it all going on, girl. She's seeing a lot of double numbers. 3355224411. Okay, that is like double all over. You know what? I would do some chakra balancing to level it out, because it sounds like there's a lot of things firing at the same time. That's actually exciting, because, and for you, you can handle it because you're high energy anyway, but it's actually good stuff. It really is. So you have a lot. As it moves up, threes, good numbers. That's kind of along with the Trinity, the body, mind, soul. Remember, doubling the balance. And we already talked about the other numbers, so I'll keep going. Now, Josie's saying she's floating on balance, and more when she felt, when she was overwhelmed. She had too much detail. She surrendered, and now she's getting a universal lighter feeling. Awesome. See, you just kind of go, you know what? Instead of fighting against the current, you swim with the current. And, you know, if anybody can relate to that, you don't go against it. You go with it. It's kind of like when you're learning how to ride a horse. You don't go against it. You learn to move with the beautiful animal. Let's see. What else do we have? Peace is a cornerstone of global change. Absolutely. And it all starts within ourselves. Absolutely. You guys are fired up today. Birds doing crazy things. Yes, we're finding that here as well. We had an interesting encounter. We've actually had it every day with sandhill cranes. There's a mama, a daddy, and a baby. And they pretty much just walk along with us. And I thought, and my dog is, these are big birds, like an ostrich or an emu. And it's like, what do we do with that? And they're theatrical. They're very dramatic. They're very noisy. They're very talky. And I related to that when I've seen them, and we just let them move on and be, we stay out of their business. Instead of getting caught up in their theatrics, we just let them be over there and we're over here, and they don't bother us. We don't bother them. So it reminded me, don't get caught up in everybody else's dramas, which was really good for me to be reminded of. So I thought, okay, that one is there. So just sharing that. Let's see. Okay, Candace had the crows. Okay, what could, oh, the praying mantis. Ooh. Oh, and the birds. I forgot. Maddie, before I go to the praying mantis, the birds also with the crazy things, the birds are air. Air sign. Aquarius, air sign. That means go to the higher consciousness mind. Go to the higher consciousness mind. The birds watch over. The birds are a higher air sign. So that's all, that's more mental, going deep, you know, thinking. Like, raise it up to the higher consciousness mind versus just mental. So you're being challenged to take it past the regular norm mental, which you can do very easily, Maddie, and take it to the higher soul level. So it'll be thinking from there. That's interesting. Let's see. Kim is sharing, I'm going to do a meditation for my girls. Awesome. I hope they can understand the need to do it on their own since they are adults now. I need to figure it out. Kim, I'm so proud of you. You are getting this going on. You have just, I feel like all of a sudden the gate was unlocked for you, Kim, and you're just moving, and you're just like, you know what? It, time for change. This mama's going to make it happen. And I can feel that from you. Your energy feels strong every time I read what you're putting out there. David is involved in a monumental task. I volunteer to take care of someone else's responsibilities so that things will be settled in their life and mine in the long run. Oh, there's a lot in that sentence. Gotcha. Okay. Aquarius energy is going to help that a lot. Remember, transmute it out. That's actually pretty impressive, but be careful. Watch out for the worn out. Let's see. We're seeing hawks. Candace is seeing hawks. The daughter has a name for them all. You know, let's see. If they swoop down at us, which they do often, she calls them flash. Flash is a show off. The hawks. Well, they want your attention if they're doing that. That's for sure. Because we're not on their menu, you know, they're not really doing that, but that's interesting. Do you wear a lot of flashy, shiny, reflective stuff? They might be seeing that as something like on the hat or the shirt too. I'm thinking that because they just seem to want your attention. That's interesting. And then she has another one named Matilda that just watches from a tree or pole. Wow. You know, guys, nature is quite active. And I can see that in this show. I mean, I love it. And we get the messages all the time. I absolutely love it. Some of them have been a little alarming for us, but we've enjoyed the sandhill cranes recently. But nature speaks, spirit speaks, your angels speak. I mean, I'll see, and I think I told you guys this about a month ago, I had a huge, beautiful feather just stuck straight in the ground like a quill, like wanted my attention, sticking straight up and down, not just laying down on the ground, just sticking straight up. I knew it. I knew it was a strong message, and I just took the time to honor it. When you do that, you're honoring yourself. You're listening. That's a self-love. Remember, to send love, you have to be love. And to be love is self-love. To know that you're honoring the soul that came, that you are, to be, okay, did you guys hear that? My dog is snoring. She's over there snoring. I don't know if you can hear that. I thought that was great. It was a little bit loud there for a minute. Anyway, you want to be love. You have to do the self-love. You have to draw boundaries where boundaries need to be. For some of you guys getting all them fours, that's a balance number. Remember, sometimes that is a boundary that might need reinforcing. And when we shield up, think about just keeping your good stuff in versus all that stuff out there is bad, because the shield is going to keep that out and your good stuff in. And then you have your good stuff fortified. You know, if you think about it that way, your vibe. And then when you are putting something out into the world, it's going to come from that frequency, not all muddled with all that other stuff and the chaos. So the world can be very chaotic, absolutely. And it's a stepping back, and it's going to be, oh, there it goes. There's the chaos. You're keeping yourself centered. That Aquarius energy, remember, this moon's a great example of how we're out there helping. And you know, you think, I'm a good person, I want to help people, I want them to feel inspired by me or whatever we do out there. If this is you, I understand. And then you don't want to feel unappreciated, so start with appreciating yourself. Start that. Don't expect others to do what you think they should do. It's really detaching from their reactions, their responses, their lack of response. It's you doing what you do anyway, because it is good for you, and you're putting a good vibration out there. It makes a big difference whether you know it or not. It really does. This is good stuff. So you guys, I know that we're getting close to time getting out here. So let's see what else we have over here. We have, just loving the conversation. I am too, Shadana. Shadana had a roadrunner walk with her. Oh, cool. Grasshoppers are good. Grasshoppers are good. You know what? It just seems like the entire, all of the things that happen with the animal or spirit world are good. Okay. And did I, hang on a second. Did I miss, I missed the Prey and Manis. I wanted to do the Prey and Manis. Hang on. I just realized I missed that one because that one's a little bit different. The Prey and Manis is very interesting because Prey and Manis, it's an intuition wisdom sign. So Karen, I did not mean to go past you. I think I might have missed it. So let me talk about those praying manises here for a moment. Their patience, if you watch them, they are very patient before they make a move. Nobody rushes them to do anything. They're very intuitive. They know exactly when they're going to make their move, and they do what is right for them. They're decisive when they do take action. So the praying mantis, and especially doubled like that, a pair of them, think about how that relates to you. It's your intuition. Have you been working on that? Are you feeling intuitive lately? Like, I've been picking up stuff, you know, and do you feel they also teach you that. They teach you how to be patient with the intuition and know when to make a move. Sometimes there's a patience and a meditative side to that. So that one was a little bit deeper, and I did want to address that one. I'm sorry, I kind of went past it. We had so much going on there. That one is amazing, and I've seen those, and especially when I see the baby ones. Grasshopper is, hey, I need your attention. It's time to jump and move fast on something, by the way, Shadana. Grasshoppers. That they're like fresh, they like boom, they move quick. And if that is something that's popped into your life, you want to look at, what do I need to take action on? And I need to move it. I need to move quick. Something like that. Look for that. That's an interesting one there. So when we come back to this Aquarius energy, before we wrap up the show here, I want everyone to know that this is a message of love and hope. This is a message of all that compassion and all that care that you have. You absolutely can send it out into the world and it not tear you apart, not wear you down, not knock you down. We sometimes have to change the approach. For example, when Kim was sharing how she's changing the approach a little bit, she's taking a stand. She's, you know, like, wait a minute, I'm going to do it this way, not that way anymore. Huge difference for everybody. Not only are you helping, but the people you're helping, it's helping them too. There's enough love and hope for everybody in the entire world. I felt inspired with this Aquarius full moon and the angels telling and showing me, and they have obviously been sharing quite a bit with the spirit animals and stuff like that. And for us too, that never, ever give up. Never give up. That's what we keep getting. That's what we're personally getting. Do not give up. We get these messages that just synchronously land in our laps. Nope. Don't give up. There's hope. There's this. There's that. And just that tiny little drop of that makes the biggest difference in the world. Just think, if that tiny little drop makes that much of a difference for you when you receive it, what that would do for someone else. So Aquarius is all about humanitarian efforts, but not being drained by them. So you're looking to, how do I do this and work from my higher conscious mind, my higher self mind, so I'm walking my truth, I'm walking in a path of love, and that's what radiates from me as I pour that out into the world. That's the goal. Oh, and I just saw Shadana saying she's buying a house. Well, you think that's just a little bit big? Good grief. That's huge. Awesome. Congratulations. So I know I just saw that. That's awesome. Great energy in the group out there that's been in the show today. I want to say thank you for your energy. You have lifted my energy just by you sharing your experiences with that. I love that, because we all help each other. What goes around comes around. So if what goes around comes around, what I want going out from me is what I want back in return. That is something that I truly believe in. It really is. And I see that working with energy and the focus of intention. So positive does matter. I see sometimes out there that, oh, the positive thinking is unrealistic and all that. I go, okay, if that's the way you feel about it, but not for me. It is what motivates me. It's what will help me pick myself back up, put myself back up on that horse to keep going. It's what will it's like I have this inner, I can pull myself up from the bootstraps and keep going. Nope, do not give up. I can finish this. That's the type of energy that hope gives you. And then when it's riding in on the wave of just sending love without expecting anything in return, that's unconditional love, guys. Don't expect anything in return, because usually it'll come back to you in the way you need it. It may not be in the same way or the way you were expecting it or the way you think it should come back to you. It'll come back to you the way you need it. And that's a good thing. So remember, there's enough out there. So take this full moon energy. And if you need to do a little tweaking, you guys have had plenty of messages come in to show you where you are in your path. What can you do with this energy to put the love out there and raise your frequency at the same time, because you're not going to keep it, take it on. So this is a beautiful message for all of us, guys. And I can't be more elated enough, honestly. So that's what I'm going with. And I want to say thank you to everyone that has joined us today. We are out of time. I love you dearly, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.